land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now will be the soon-to-be-filed candidate. He's going to be filing for county commissioner in the 5th District there in Presque Isle County. Robert Victor Crook is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're doing good, sir, and I understand you've been over to the clerk's office, and you've been getting paperwork together, and you're going to be getting the signatures to turn in your affidavit of identity. But before we get into that discussion, Robert, tell us a little bit about who you are. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? How long you been married? What'd you do for a job?
Okay, well, let's see. I'm 64 years old. I am retired, and I grew up in, I was born and raised in Mishawaka, Indiana.
Okay.
And I went to St. Bavo's Catholic School. My buddies are listening. Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
They are. And I went to Marion High School, the Catholic high school down there in South Bend area. And got into, after college wasn't my thing. So I worked construction, did road work and whatnot. And then eventually went to trade school and became a plumber and an apprentice. And and did HVAC and plumbing both, and moved to Michigan in 91, and I've lived in Michigan ever since. Ended up in Grand Rapids area, joined the Union, Local 174. Hello, guys.
Yeah.
And I retired out of there, but I had always had a property here in Presque Isle, and in 2013... my wife and I bought a house. We've been married 10 years this year, and we're living happily here in Presque Isle, Michigan.
And well, one thing I know, you're very much a native because you pronounce it correctly. Presque Isle, right?
Yeah,
so well, many people mispronounce it.
I ran into a guy from Posen the other night, and I pronounced that township incorrectly, and he let me know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's so many ways of saying so many of these names, especially the Indian names. I always screw those up. So, but anyway, I wanted to get into the fact that you mentioned that you have been involved in plumbing and heating and cooling. HVAC was your main, I guess, job, profession, and you retired from that. There's an issue coming up within the county that I want to talk to you about after the break regarding the new HVAC system required for the county building. And I also want to talk to you about these solar panel farms that are coming to Presque Isle County And I want to discuss all that with you as well. But bottom line, short answer. So been actually living full time here since 2013, correct?
No, I was still we weren't quite retired yet. So it was about 2015 when we packed up and moved everything here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so it's not like you've been just moving into the neighborhood, so to speak.
I've been doing it slowly for 30 years, so there.
You finally came home, right? Got it. Okay. Well, we're talking with Robert Victor Crook. He's announcing that he's going to be filing his paperwork to run against the Democrat, John Chapa, the 5th District County Commissioner there in Presque County. If you have any questions for him, text me 231-360-5140, and we will be sure to get those questions into him. We're going to take a short 3-minute break, and Robert, you can stay on with us through the break, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Stand by, we'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Legendarysystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three today. Staying on through the break is Robert Victor Crook. He is going to be filing his paperwork today for Presque County Commissioner in District 5. That represents Kraykow Township, Presque Isle Township, Pulaski Township there in Presque Isle County. And he's going to be running against John Chapa, the Democrat. Now, Robert, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this is because of your background in heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, HVAC. I have been over and have physically inspected the county building in Roger City. Yes. Me and my WellConnect installer, as well as the engineers from WellConnect in Alpena, met with the grounds maintenance man, and he gave us access to the entire building, gave us a tour, and I walked on the roof where the two HVAC rooftop units are right now that need to be replaced. They've reached their useful life, but more importantly, they're causing a problem because they're not only just heating, but they're also air conditioning units. You're very familiar with those rooftops.
I sure am.
Well, guess what? In the summertime, the way the brilliant minds came up with this system was they were going to have the condensation lines from the air conditioning just drain out on its roof and evaporate in the hot heat of the asphalt tar paper type of roof covering, the skin they have up there. Well, unfortunately, it sunk, and the drain is actually now about a foot above the actual roof line. As a result, it's pooling up there and causing it to leak into the understructure, the floor joists of that roof, and it's causing perhaps maybe black mold, stachybotrys, and possibly causing a remediation problem, a mold problem, and the roof has to be replaced. And we presented to them an idea that could save them about $700,000 from what they're talking about doing. John Chapa, Marianne Heidemann, and I believe Darga, the Democrat, are pushing this $1.2, $1.3 million heating system that they want to replace those rooftops with. And with your background and your experience, if you get elected to be a county commissioner, can you please promise the people of Presque Isle County that you'll bring some common sense to this decision as how they need to heat and cool that building?
Oh, absolutely. I would, and I would also, if given the opportunity, like to call for an energy audit on all their buildings. I don't want to go into details on that. We're limited here, but if you do an energy audit, that helps too in deciding on what equipment you choose to go with.
Well, what we were proposing is heat only to be on the roof, replacing those two old dinosaurs that are up there that would not have any condensation coming because they don't do air conditioning. They don't do any draining of condensation. They're just heat only. And we wanted to bring in six commercial size WellConnect units in zones where we could target the courtroom, for example. It's so hot in the summertime, they can't even hold court there. Some of the employees have been complaining. I think you've even had conversations with people that actually work in the county building.
Yes. I don't want to mention any names, but a person I know that works there told me in the summer when it's hot, they can't schedule court cases.
Yeah, so that is a proven fact. That is real.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah, and that's the same thing the grounds maintenance man told us when we were there. Heat rises, and they, you know, up there in the second floor, and he says sometimes it's like 80, 90. Then you bring a packed courtroom of people which have body heat. And yep. He says sometimes the judge's like, okay, I'm going to pass out. It's so hot in here.
Yeah. Lights and computers and everything generate heat.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing, so I got a text message in. This is an interactive show. And I've got a question from a citizen in Presque Isle County. If Mr. Robert Crook becomes a commissioner, would he be a proponent and advocate for us so that if the county clerk requested funds necessary to facilitate a hand count of election ballots, if requested by the county clerk, would he be in support of that?
Yes, I would.
You would, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yep.
Okay, yes, that's a simple question. Got another text message. It says, hopefully Mr. Crook will be able to take out a crook. So, and what he's talking about, of course, is the Planning Commission ramrodded a motion through presented by County Commissioner Marianne Heideman. I was there the night I actually spoke first in public comment about the solar panel farm they want to put in Presque Isle County. And come to find out, lo and behold, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, Democrat, representing Cracow, Presque Isle, and Pulaski Townships, owns 100 acres as a gentleman's farm. And come to find out, Robert, he has leased that 100 acres to DTE for $1,000 an acre times 100, $100,000 a year for 20 years, stands to make $2 million in profit from owning that farm in Presque Isle Township from DTE because the Planning Commission approved their special use permit to build it. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, if that is true, the optics on that are not very good.
Not very good. That's all you're going to say, huh?
Well, what am I going to say? That's what I know. I don't know if it's true, but the optics aren't good if that's true.
That's good, yes. So he's already learned how to be a politician, folks, and to avoid Trucker Randy's questions here on the show. I greatly appreciate that. No, I respect it. I understand. Yeah. This is what I've been told. Numerous neighbors to Mr. Chapa's farm have confirmed it, and they're not happy about it because they've been told by real estate brokers that when this solar farm goes in, that the property values surrounding it are going to be cut in half, if not more. And they're very upset. They're actually talking to some attorneys to see if they can take this to court and try to tie it up and delay it. So it's going to be very interesting. Another question, text message for you. Are you a real Republican?
Actually, I'm a Buchananist, if anybody knows what that is.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm further right than that. So, okay.
Yes, you've gone way back. Now, one of the things, Pat Buchanan was for basically limited government and very much a lot of restraints on excessive taxes, fines, and fees. So are you saying that if you get elected to be a county commissioner in Presque Isle County, you would not be voting for a tax increase?
That's what it looks like to me.
Okay, bottom line, that's the way it's got to be, and no vote on any tax increases. Because one thing that they were talking about at one point in time, and I know they talked about this quite a few, it's actually been on the ballot and defeated, that they needed a brand new county complex. You know, a new county commissioner's room, a new county building, perhaps a new jail, all that kind of stuff. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's failed every time I believe it's been on the ballot. You would not support a new county municipal building over there in Rogers City, would you?
This is a frugal society here, and I am a frugal person. So that's where I stand.
Very good. Simple, straight answers. I like this guy. I like the interview. This is good. I want to ask you a question about running as a Republican. I believe Chapa, Democrats, never, I don't believe, been challenged by a Republican for quite a few years. Do you feel that this election year being a presidential year, a lot of people voting maybe straight Republican, marking in all the ballots for Republicans, do you think this will give you a slight campaign election edge over the Democrat?
Sure can't hurt. Sure can't hurt.
Man, I got to get longer answers out of you, dude. You're forcing me to come up with so many questions. Well, so bottom line, you're a straight shooter is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'm saving all the good stuff for my next interview with you.
Oh, you think there's going to be another interview, do you?
That's my plan.
That's your plan. Okay, great. If people wanted to get a hold of you, if they wanted to call you or text you and or email you, Robert, what would be the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Because I live near the harbor, and I have a cell phone. I don't have a house phone, and it can get a little.
Oops. Did we lose them?
Okay. Nope, I'm back. Okay. No, my screen went down and I tapped and I hit the mic. Okay, sorry.
A problem. You were saying you live out by the water.
Yeah, so phones sometimes aren't wonderful here. So I would prefer to use my email.
Okay, what's your email address?
R as in Robert, V as in Victor, C as in Crook, so rvcrook72, the number 72, @gmail.com.
Okay, very good. And email's the best. And are you able to at least get maybe text messages on your cell phone?
That tends to be the best.
Okay, I'm going to give out that number right now, folks. If you want to text him, ask him any questions, find out how you can help him win this seat for county commissioner in District 5. Again, Kraykow, Presqu'ile, and Pulaski Townships. His phone number to text is 989-464-3949. If you want to just text me RC, I'll text you back that number and a clickable, dialable link. I'll also include his email address, rvcrook72@gmail.com. Robert, let me ask you one final question here before I let you go. You do have the package from the clerk's office. You have the petition sheet. Where are you at in the process as far as getting signatures and then turning in your affidavit of identity? Where are you at in that process?
I was out doing some legwork this morning, getting some signatures. And so when we get finished here, I'm going to get ready, probably grab some lunch, and head back to RC, Roger City. Great initials for a town, by the way.
Yes, and same as yours.
I'm going to take my paperwork back down there and get it filed.
Okay, very good. And then you have to have, I believe, is it 3 to 10 signatures from people who live in those three townships?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think it's all three townships, though.
It's Kraykow, Presqu'ile, and Pulaski. I'm looking at it. You don't have to have them from all three.
Right.
You just need to make sure those people live in those three townships.
Correct. So I've got a sheet for each.
Oh, very good. Okay. So if you're interested, you want to help sign, if you live in those townships, text me RC, and I'll send you his phone number. You can hook up with him. Now, make sure you don't sign the bottom of the petition circulator until you're in front of the clerk.
Right.
Okay, you get your signatures, take them in, then turn in your affidavit of identity. Make sure you get a timestamp copy of that. You'll be able to go open your campaign bank account, and we'll help you get elected this year. Final thoughts, final comments you'd like to say to the folks listening?
I would just like to tell your listeners that I love this community. It reminds me of where I grew up many, many years ago. And I'd like to preserve it the way it is. And that's how I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the other component to it is we've got to get some fiscal sense. I mean, I know they're looking at a lot of grant money is being dangled in front of them. This new heating, air conditioning, HVAC system. They've got some spending that needs to be done. According to Cliff Tolini, District 1, he sits on the Road Commission. And he's telling me roads need to be fixed, and there's many more ways they could be spending, you know, $1.2-1.3 million than dealing with this cockamamie planned heating HVAC system they want to put in. So I'm looking forward to you hopefully getting elected and bringing some common sense to the Presqu'ile County Board of Commissioners.
I'll do what I can.
All right, brother. You stay safe out there, and appreciate you coming on your show announcing before filing your paperwork to be a commissioner there in Presqu'ile County. Thank you, sir.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
This